NetBank Insurance offers easy and convenient claiming options for our customers. Whether you're claiming for a funeral, life, or any other short-term insurance, our process ensures you a peace of mind. For all funeral-related claims, email the required documents to funeralclaims@netbankinsurance.co.za or WhatsApp 063-692-2000. For life and other related claims, email claims@netbankinsurance.co.za. Contact the call center on 060-333-111 or netbank.co.za and click on the insurance option for more details. NetBank Insurance, it's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day.
Money Matters, brought to you by NetBank Insurance, a series of conversations aimed at helping what can often be a challenging topic, money. I'm your host, Ropiwa Madzena, and I'm excited to be with you again as we continue our journey to make money conversations simple, relatable, and truly useful in everyday life. We are still in International Insurance Month, a time to reflect on how insurance can protect you when your life takes an unexpected turn. And today, we're diving into one of the most important, yet often misunderstood parts of insurance, claims. Now, let's be honest. Most of us don't think about claims when we sign up for a policy, do we? We're usually focused on what we are told insurance covers and how much it will cost per month. But when something goes wrong, and it usually does, a loved one passes away, a car is damaged, a break-in at home, or even someone grabbing your phone while you are out in the streets, that's when questions around claiming from insurance hit you. So today, we're asking the real questions. How do insurance claims actually work? What causes delays? What documents do you need? And most importantly, how can you make sure your claim gets paid quickly and fairly? We've got expert insights, real life stories, and practical advice to help you feel confident and prepared, because when life happens, knowing how to claim can make all the difference. Let's get started. To help us unpack all things claims and to answer all these questions, we're joined by Angela Vernes, who's the head of operations at NetBank Insurance, who is knowledgeable in claims and processes, and of course will be providing clear explanations without the use of complicated jargon to assist us with understanding all claims aspects thoroughly. Angela is head of operations at NetBank Insurance and has held this role since 2015. Her area manages key functions of the insurance business, which include claims, customer retention, call center, and quality assurance. Angela's qualifications include BCom in accounting and economics and high certificate in insurance. Angela, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Ralph. It's a pleasure to be here and chat about this highly topical matter, claiming from your insurance.
Yeah, no, we're glad you could join us today. And after the break, we start our conversation with Angela around all things claims related.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. In partnership with Alex FM, Westside FM, Sosha FM, Ofifi FM, Teta FM, Izwilo Mzansi, Radio Kwezi, Highway Radio, Bembe FM, Alfred Nzo FM, Mahiken Radio, Nkangala Radio, Radio KC FM, Radio Zibonele. Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back to Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day. Angela, talk us through what you want our listeners to know when it comes to a crisis and they need to claim, you know, be it death of a loved one, an accident, or damages or losses of things of value.
The claims process for us in insurance, we call the moment of truth. So there's a lot of things that customers need to know. Firstly, make sure you take cover with a registered insurer. Read through your terms and conditions to make sure that you've got a true understanding of what you've bought. Mm-hmm. You don't want to claim and then figure out that actually what you want to claim for is not covered. So from a Nedbank insurance perspective, we really hate having conversations with clients where we reject their claims. We're here to help clients navigate uncertainty. So that is why we really focused on client education, helping clients to understand insurance and avoid a claim being rejected. So one of the most important things that I could say is, go through everything with your insurer. Let them know exactly what information they need so that they can adequately assess your risk and give you cover that you need. And then if anything changes in your lifestyle, keep the insurer up to date. We all know we get those annual anniversary letters from insurers, and maybe we just put them in a drawer and we don't open them. Those are very important triggers to let us know if something's changed in your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. The other important thing is, from a claims perspective, the information that we need varies from time to time. So that information will be in your policy documents. It'll also be in the website of the insurance company. So really keep those documents and details handy and make sure that your family know about them so that they can also claim on your behalf if need be.
Mm-hmm. What about house damage and car insurance? How soon after an incident can I claim?
For house or car, 31 days from the event, you should log your claim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thanks a lot for that, Angela. That's useful to know. So the message is that the sooner you lodge your claim with the insurance, the better. You know, you mentioned that a claim often requires documents to be submitted. What documents are we talking about here?
Well, different for different products, but yeah. If you want to focus on funeral, for example, for a funeral policy, we would need a DHA 1663, which does sound quite complicated.
Yes.
So that's a document that the doctor and the funeral parlor will complete, which you take to the Department of Home Affairs to register a death. You then get a death certificate. We would also need copies of ID of the deceased as well as the beneficiary, a bank statement, and if it's an unnatural death, we would need a police report as well. What we do, Raf, for funeral clients, especially if you bank with Nedbank, is we will do checks to the DHA on your behalf, so we don't need a death certificate. You don't need to give us a bank statement. We know what your bank details are because you're with Nedbank, as well as your ID. So we try and find ways, because we're part of Nedbank, to really make that simple for clients. And because of that, we've been able to actually pay funeral claims at least 75% within 30 minutes. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah. So I can understand needing the death certificate and ID copies, but maybe give us some of the reasons why you would need, I think you said, bank statements as well.
Because we need to make sure that we're paying the money to the right person.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be paying the money to somebody who's not a beneficiary to that policy and that doesn't have that bank account. So we will pay money to a funeral parlor on behalf of the beneficiary, but it's either paid to the funeral parlor or to the beneficiary so that they can sort out the funeral for their loved one.
Mm-hmm. And then you also spoke about the fact that if it's an unnatural cause, that you would need a police report as well. Mm. So it's not sufficient for the death certificate to stipulate the cause of death as unnatural.
No.
You need that extra information.
Yeah, there could be exclusions in policies. So there would be a suicide exclusion in some policies for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of gets checked. There also could be an exclusion. Maybe the person was involved in a robbery and they were shot, you know, and that would be excluded as well because you can't be involved in criminal activities.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why they'll go and have a look at unnatural death in a little bit more detail.
Okay, so we've gone through that particular claim. What about car accident claims? What would we need for that?
I think the easiest thing to think about is the insurer wasn't there. So give them a detailed description of the incident. Take as many photos as you can. Also log the police, get a case number. So go to the police station and let the police know straight away that you've had an accident. If there was a third party involved, so there's another car involved, try and take a photo of the car license disc as well as the other driver's license, because we can then claim back from their insurer. So that will save you money in the long run. And then you also need to have a valid driver's license. So that's another tip, is make sure your driver's license hasn't expired, because that will affect your claim.
Mm. What happens if you are in the car accident and it's perhaps a hit and run situation, so you don't have information to go to the police station? Would that affect your claim as well if you don't have a case number?
Yes, I think you would still need to go and get a case number. So even if you don't know who the third party is, go to the police station, report it, because they could be going to the police station themselves to report it.
Mm.
And then they would say you didn't report it. So I think the best advice is you go whether you have the third party details or not.
Yeah. No, thank you very much for that. I mean, some more complete and accurate documents there are, the better it is for any claimant, I suppose, in this particular instance. You heard it from our guest, Angela, today. But Angela, what do you usually come across when it comes to issues that are likely to cause delays in the claims process?
Mainly, again, if we're talking funeral, it's missing beneficiary details. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of clients that don't give us beneficiary details. What happens in that instance is that we actually have to pay the claim benefit to the estate. That means that the family have to go to the master of the court. They have to get a letter of authority or a letter of executorship. We're seeing that estates are taking sometimes years to be resolved. Mm. That's not why you took a funeral policy. You want to actually pay for the funeral. So please make sure that you've got a named beneficiary with all their details. And then on a non-life claim, on a vehicle or on a disability claim in life, it's just missing information. You know, if the insurer has to keep following up and trying to get information, that will cause delays in your claim.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for those insights, Angela. So you've heard it there. Verify your documents, nominate a beneficiary when taking out life cover to ensure that your loved ones are taken care of without delay. Thank you, Angela, for educating us about these things to keep in mind to ensure that a claim process is as stress-free as possible. Join us after the break and we'll hear from two guests who share their insurance claim process experience and what they learned through that process.
You're listening to Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. In just a few easy steps, you can protect your loved ones by taking out life cover of up to 3 million rand. Log into the Money app and go to the Insurance tab. Give us consent to share your information with us. Complete a few questions about yourself. Select the cover amount you would like. Review your quote and accept the terms and conditions. Select your debit order date. Nominate your beneficiaries. Confirm your cover. And just like that, you are protected. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Nedbank Insurance. Did you know you can get up to 100,000 rand in funeral cover from as little as 50 rand a month? Maria didn't want her children burdened with costs one day. So she planned ahead and took out Nedbank Insurance funeral cover and made sure her family wouldn't carry that financial weight during their grief. Ready to move to insurance you can trust? Visit the nearest NetBank branch. Find us online on netbank.co.za/insurance. Use the NetBank Money app or call us on 0800-333-111. NetBank Insurance is not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. You're listening to Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back to Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. Today we're talking about getting your claims right. Now, nothing lands a message better than real life stories from people just like you and me. Therefore, in this next segment, we're hearing directly from listeners who experience their claims processes for themselves. Let's start with Irasha. Thank you very much for joining us. Tell us about your claims experience. Thanks, Ralph. I agree with everything Angela said earlier. Mm-hmm. Having insurance that you can trust and having the right documents at the time of claim is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about that auntie in our family, hey?
Yeah.
They never want to give us the death certificate. And that was a nightmare on my side because I was trying to claim for cover from another insurance company, which I would not name. That was my main battle when my uncle passed away. Because once that issue was resolved, the process got a lot smoother, but they still took 1 week to finalize all the claims.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard Angela saying that they can process a claim in less than 12 hours, I was like, wow, that's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest lesson that I have learned when my uncle passed is that never bring up family issues at a funeral and always have your documents.
Family fights, hey, don't we all know about those and how sticky those can get? What was your experience like after you finally were able to get all the relevant documents that you needed?
I feel like my experience was much more peaceful and I had peace of mind because I knew that all my documents were in line. It was way better than before.
Mm. Looking at the experience that you've had with the tragedy that hit your family, what do you think you would do differently?
I would 100% choose NetBank this time. And I know that I have peace of mind if I have to choose them.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And though you've just heard it, very, very interesting insights. And we thank her for her useful insights there. You know, we've heard way too many stories like that. But the key lesson here is knowing where documents are kept and who to contact can save your family serious stress when emotions are already running high. Let's turn over to you, Aiden. What has your experience been?
Mine did not end so well. Unfortunately, I had a car accident earlier this year when I was driving from a friend's birthday party. But like Aisha, I'm not going to mention the insurance I was with, but it's not NetBank insurance. The crash happened around 2 a.m. and I cannot say I was sober, but I thought the insurance did not need to know all that. The next day, I put through the insurance claim. What I did not know was that they do a thorough investigation when doing the claims. And at that point, I thought it's just best to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Further than that, once that came about, the insurance claim got denied. And till this day, I'm still saving money to fix my car. So basically, my advice to people will be, when at time of giving information for your insurance and for your claim, just be truthful. Don't say things like your car is parked in a garage when you know that's not the case, because the lies will catch up to you in the end when you need to claim, and it's going to affect you negatively.
Mm. And of course, this has had a huge impact, I'm sure. It's taken a toll on you, if I could say.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It has. You know, I thought in that moment the best decision would be to lie, but the impact it had where now I'm saving, and it's been months and I still can't get my car on the road because the money isn't enough.
Yeah. So if you could go back and change things, what would you change?
Firstly, I wouldn't drink and drive. That's my first thing I'd change.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd just be honest from the get, because, I thought, you know, I'm going to lie about this whole insurance thing and crook my way into actually claiming for my car, which did not end up going in my favor.
Now, you didn't obviously mention the insurance provider that you claimed with, but if you look at how they dealt with the process and also your responsibility in that process, would you ever consider another option?
100%. I would most definitely consider. And after hearing a lot of feedback about the NetBank insurance, especially I've asked around and stuff, especially when it's coming to the cars and what my car was valued at the time of the crash, it was just more beneficial if I had chosen NetBank from the get.
No, thank you very much for sharing those insights with us. I mean, as you said, it's best to be truthful at all times, from the time you take out your insurance to the time that you claim. If any important details change, like moving houses, it's vital that you update your insurance with the new address. These small things matter the most and will help you or your family at the time of a claim. These are tough yet necessary lessons that we learn. Thanks to our guests for being frank and real with us and sharing their stories. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll open the lines and take your questions.
You're listening to Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. You never know when you may need legal help. That's why we offer legal expenses cover to help you with the related financial costs. Log into the Money app and go to the Insurance tab. Tap Legal Expenses Cover. Read all about the cover details. Tell us a bit more about any pre-existing legal matters. Select your cover and premium options. Review and accept your quote. And just like that, you are protected. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Nedbank Insurance. Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. In partnership with Alex FM, Westside FM, Sosha FM, Ofifi FM, Teta FM, Izwilo Mzansi, Radio Kwezi, Highway Radio, Wembe FM, Alfred Nzo FM, Mahikeng Radio, Nkangala Radio, Radio KCFM, Radio Zibonele. You're listening to Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back and thank you for staying with us. You've heard from some of our listeners with their claims experiences, but I'm sure you've got a lot of questions and comments around claims processes. And of course, Angela, our expert in the hot seat today, is going to be answering those questions for us. So let's take a listen to the first one. And Angela, I'm going to hand it over to you afterwards.
Hi, my name is Selina Moloto. I have one question. Insurance seems to be reluctant to honor claims. What's the difference with Nedbank Insurance?
That's quite interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that she's had that experience because, mm-hmm. I can only speak from a Nedbank Insurance perspective, but we do not go out of our way to not pay claims. We actually want to pay every valid claim that we have. The one thing that I could probably say is that fraud is rife in the insurance industry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if people feel like their claim is delayed or claims are not being paid, there might be some extra checks that an insurance company has to do because something's come up as a bit of a red flag. But there definitely wouldn't be a strategy not to pay claims because that's what we're in the business to do.
Mm. Very interesting that you mentioned that fraud is rife and that insurance companies would be vigilant, would have to be extra vigilant to make sure that they're paying out correctly. Let's listen to another voice note.
This is Max Mavundla. My property claim damage was declined. So what steps can I take to appeal the decision?
Interesting. And that's one that we do struggle with. We do quite a lot of client education on this. The steps you can take is to get hold of the insurance company, get hold of their complaints department. The complaints department is independent to the claims department. They will help the client to lodge a complaint. If the client is still not happy, then they can go to the ombudsman. So all of those details will be in their policy document. It'll also be on the claims rejection letter. And maybe if I can just take 30 seconds.
Sure.
One of the things that we do see quite often, especially on property, is just make sure that you do regular maintenance. You know, emptying your gutters, making sure they're not blocked. All of that causes buildup. It causes your roof to leak. So a lot of our claims are rejected because of maintenance. That's probably one of our highest reasons on property rejection claims. So that is something in your control.
Let's take a listen to another voice note.
Hi. Just have one question. What sets Nedbank apart from other insurers when it comes to claim services, their turnaround, and just overall customer support? Thank you.
I suppose that's a very common question that you're going to be getting. And I think people really do want the best service, and they want to make sure that you are the best service provider.
Yeah. I mean, from a funeral perspective, we've already spoken about our 12 hours. And then because of our straight through processing, we're paying 75% of claims within 30 minutes. I think on our non-life side, which is your property and your vehicle, we work really closely with our client experience area, looking at voice of client, looking at market benchmarks in terms of our turnaround times. We're always trying to find ways of making the process more simple. I think because we're part of a bank as well, if you are a Nedbank client, there's a lot of information that we can get as a common client for the bank and the insurer. We're able to get copies of your ID, your bank details. We're able to actually process those claims a lot quicker than maybe if you were with someone else and you would have to provide that information. So I think that to me is what sets Nedbank Insurance apart.
Yeah, looking at those benchmarks are definitely very important. So let's listen to some other questions that might be out there that our listeners might have for us tonight.
Hi, Sandy here. With Nedbank Insurance, does my policy specifically cover incidents like accidental home damage? And are there any exclusions I should be aware of before I submit my claim?
I'm not sure what she means by accidental home damage, if she's talking about her property or items within
perhaps
house.
Let's give it a bit of both. Yeah, if we can, yeah. If we could give a context,
I mean,
on both.
If I think about accidental home, I mean, if a car is driving down the road and there's an accident and they drive into your wall, yes, you're covered. We will also put a security guard at your property to make sure that, you know, the family's security is not compromised if there's a gaping big hole in your wall. And then for items inside the house, accidental damage is covered in terms of your policy. Again, just have a look at your policy wording. Make sure that there's nothing that is excluded, but accidental damage is an insurable event, so it will be covered.
This makes me think of, before we move on to the next voice note, instance in 2023 where we had the worst bout of load shedding. You know, I'm interested to know what the claims trends were like then, because you had a lot of appliances, a lot of electronics getting destroyed. So how were you and customers navigating those claims processes?
Yeah, so those claims were all paid at the time.
Okay.
What happens though is insurance companies will always be looking at the experience analysis of their book. If you do find that you have a lot more claims, say with power surge, because of that load shedding, they might put exclusions in going forward. If you don't have you know, protection in your home so that the surge doesn't affect your appliances. So there are some exclusions on power surges now in a lot of the non-life policies in South Africa.
I'm going to ask you one more before we go back to our listeners. Sure. It's very interesting because it's also now making me think about the huge climate events that we are having in different provinces and homes literally getting swept away. How does that process work, or are there now exclusions that are going to be added given, you know, perhaps where the homes are located or whatever the situation may be?
So there's risk rating factors that insurance companies look at. So in KZN, Shloti, there were a lot of houses that were washed away. There's other areas where there's maybe dolomite and there's homes are sinking. The insurance company will either not insure that, so they don't have appetite for that, or there'll be a loading. So you will pay a little bit more for your insurance because the risk is greater.
Yeah. Let's listen now then to some more of the voice notes.
Hello, this is Mike Msiza. I wanted to find out, does my policy actually cover claims that I might have, like accidental home damages, or if my car gets stolen, or funeral expenses? Yes, please, can I just get some clarity on that? Thank you.
So you've addressed the issue of the accidental home damage, but, you know, he's asked something around the car being stolen, which is something we haven't touched on, which I think is also quite interesting.
Well, we've got a My cover personal lines product, which covers the home, the contents, and the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we call it personal lines in the industry. So most insurance companies will have that. So that would cover the vehicle in terms of theft, accident, hijacking, you know, whatever could happen with that vehicle. And then funeral is a life insurance product, so it's different. The client would have to go and take a funeral product. So they can't do funeral and vehicle in one policy.
Okay. Let's listen to another one that we might have out.
Hi, my name is Shivlan Gavinder. I have insurance cover with you guys. I just wanted to find out, will I be paid out if my car is written off after an accident that wasn't my fault? A delivery van skipped a red light and crashed into my car. It was declared a write-off. I need to know if NetBank Insurance will cover the full replacement cost, even though the accident wasn't my fault.
That's a very good question. Mm. Yeah.
And that's why getting details at the scene of the accident is very important, because as an insurer, we will then find out who insures the delivery vehicle and make sure that we can claim back the excess for the client. Because unfortunately, you're still going to have an excess on your policy. So we will pay out the total loss. But if the excess is 5,000 Rand, the client would have to still pay in that 5,000, but we will then try and get it back from the delivery company's insurer so that they're not out of pocket at all.
Do we have some more voice notes? Let's just see if we've got a couple more that we can play for our listeners this evening.
Hi, my name is Tanya. I just want to find out why my claim for my storm damage was declined. Can I appeal it? If I believe it should have been covered, a strong wind blew off part of my roof during the storm. I claimed for the damages, but was declined. I wasn't given much explanation and was wondering if I can challenge the decision. Thank you.
Yes. Every decision can be challenged. There is a time period for that, where you can challenge it. And I think it's 180 days, okay. But yeah, I need to just double check that. But you do have a length of time that you can challenge it directly with the insurance company or through the ombudsman.
It goes back to what you said a little bit earlier on in terms of making sure that your home is maintained in general, and I'm wondering, would it be difficult for an insurance company to assess whether the gutters were well taken care of and things like that, or are there measures in place to make sure that you're able to see that indeed this is claimable, or unfortunately we can't help you with this?
The loss adjusters that go out to properties are qualified quantity surveyors. They eat, breathe, and sleep property. They don't miss too much. And I think, you know, they're able to see that there's mold on the wall that wouldn't have happened if the storm happened last week. They're also able to see, you know, if it's, say, an iron roof, that there's a lot of rust and there's pit holes in it. So they do pick these things up.
Do we have any more? One more voice note I think we've got. Let's just listen to that and get your views before we move on.
Okay, sure.
Hi, my name is Sandile. I just want to know, if I claim for stolen electronics during a break-in, will it affect my premiums going forward? I'm asking because our home was broken into while we were away, and laptops and the TV were stolen. We are nervous about claiming because we don't want our monthly premiums to go up. Please help.
Oh, is that a valid fear, that if you claim that you might see your premiums go up going forward?
So there is something that gets tracked in an insurance company, which is a loss ratio. So I won't go into the technicalities of it, but it's really the premiums that you've received versus the claims you've paid out. So if someone is a habitual claimer and there's high values of claims, it will affect their premium at renewal, which is normally every year. But you know, if it's one or two claims here or there, it won't affect the premium.
Thank you so much for answering all those questions. Very, very important questions coming through there from the listeners this evening about the claims process. Let's take you to a short ad break. And when we come back, we're going to be going into a segment around busting claims myths that are out there. Angela is going to help us with that when we return.
You're listening to Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Will your life cover claim pay out when your family needs it the most? It's not too late to take up life cover you can trust. Whether you're young and starting out or starting a family, NetBank Insurance life cover grows with you. Just ask Tabo, a young father who took out 3 million rand life cover right on the NetBank app in under 5 minutes. No long forms, no waiting in line, no blood tests. Real cover, real quick. Ready to move to insurance you can trust? Visit the nearest NetBank branch. Find us online on netbank.co.za/insurance. Use the NetBank Money app or call us on 0800-333-111. NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Money Matters. Powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back to Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Now, before we wrap up, it's time to clear the air with our fun section called Myth or Truth. We either debunk myths you've heard or confirm if it is indeed true. Now, there are lots of stories and assumptions out there when it comes to insurance, and not all of them are true. So let's tackle three of the biggest myths we hear all the time. Angela is still with us to tell us what's true and what's not. Angela, let's start with the first myth, being that only family members can claim on a policy. Is that myth or truth?
Myth. So anyone who's listed as a beneficiary on the policy is able to claim. Doesn't matter whether they're family, friend, partner, they have the legal right to claim. So as long as their name is on the policy, we will deal with that person.
Right. The second myth, which I think is also very interesting, if I miss the claim deadline, am I not allowed to claim at all? Is that true?
It might be true in some instances. And I mean, again, I can only talk for NetBank Insurance. So many, many years ago, we made a decision that even if a claim was submitted late, so for short term, so your home, your vehicle, you've got 31 days. For life, you've got 180 days. We made the decision that we would still assess that claim and mm-hmm. we wouldn't reject based on late notification. That's what we call it. The only time we would reject on that late notification is if we feel that too much time has elapsed and we're prejudiced by being able to validate some of the information. Mm. But it's very few and far between. We will always assess a claim even if it's late.
Oh, so the timeliest nature or the timeliest manner in which you submit a claim has got to do with making sure that you're able to validate all the information around that claim, right?
100%, while it's still fresh in everyone's minds. Yeah.
Okay, let's move over to the next. Smith, if I lose one document, my claim is doomed.
Myth. we help clients all the time. I mean, sometimes they can't find information. We've got contacts within NetBank who can try and get police records, you know, police reports if we need them. We've got a chief medical officer who can try and get medical information from hospitals on behalf of the client if they're battling. So we will always try and help the client if they can't get hold of a document or if they've lost a document.
Mm-hmm. The next myth, which I also think is it's very, very tricky. If I bend the truth even just a little, my insurer will never know.
You might get it past us. you might get it past us, but we have quite sophisticated systems, Rolf. I mean, looking at risk ratings of different things that come up, as soon as we have a claim that comes up as a high risk, it will go to forensics, it'll go to different investigators, and they will find the truth. Better not to do it. Rather just be honest and see how your insurer can help you because your claim could be rejected. But I think worst of all is your cover could be cancelled.
Does that happen?
It does happen. Mm. Yes, it does happen. And then if you go to try and get cover with another insurer, they'll ask you the question, has insurance been cancelled? And if you say yes, they probably don't want to give you cover either. So
there's a ripple effect to telling even the smallest of lies.
Yes, don't do it.
The next myth, and this is also an interesting one, that and this came through in our voice notes quite a bit a little bit earlier, that insurance companies will always look for a catch when you claim in order to find a reason not to pay out.
Mm.
Myth or truth?
I would put hand on heart to say it's a myth. Mm. I think clients definitely get disappointed if claims are rejected. And it's probably because they didn't know what was covered or not. And I think that almost goes to the beginning of our chat where we said, please make sure you read your terms and conditions. You understand what you're buying. If you're not sure, speak to a banker at Nedbank or speak to a financial planner if you're buying from another insurance company so that they can take you through. Insurance is not that easy. It can be complicated. Just make sure that you have got cover for what you think you're buying, and then your claim will get paid.
Angela, thank you so much for having these important conversations with us around the claims process and for answering all the questions that you have for us this evening. So there you have it, 5 myths busted. If you've been second-guessing how insurance works or who can claim, we hope this has helped clear things up for you a little bit. Remember, knowledge is your safety net.
You're listening to Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Life doesn't always give you a heads up. A burst pipe, a stolen car, a phone call you never saw coming. But when the unexpected happens, you don't have to face it alone. With Nedbank Insurance, you face it prepared with cover that makes sense and support that shows up when it matters most. At Nedbank Insurance, we believe insurance should be simple, humane, and build around your life, not the other way around. That's why we've created cover that understands where you are and where you're going. Whether you're just getting started or planning your legacy, we're not just offering policies. We are helping you protect what matters most with insurance you can bank on every day. Ready to move to insurance you can trust? Visit the nearest NetBank branch. Find us online on netbank.co.za/insurance. Use the NetBank Money app or call us on 0800-333-111. NetBank Insurance is not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Now, as we wrap up today's episode of Money Matters, I want you to remember this peace of mind doesn't come from just having a policy. It comes from understanding it, from knowing what to do, where to go, and how to claim when life takes an unexpected turn. Because sometimes life does turn, sometimes suddenly. And in those moments, the last thing you need is confusion. That's where knowledge becomes your safety net. A big thank you to our guest, Angela Vernez from Nedbank Insurance, for walking us through the claims process with such care and clarity. And thank you to you, our listeners, for your voice notes, your stories, and your trust. This platform is here because of you and for you. We'll be back with another episode of Money Matters, proudly powered by Nedbank Insurance, a space where real questions meet real answers. And remember, if you've still got questions or want to share your own story, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note or message through your local radio station's WhatsApp line. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Ropua Madzena, and thank you for tuning in.
Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. In partnership with Alex FM, Westside FM, Sosha FM, Ofifi FM, Teta FM, Izwilo Mzansi, Radio Kwezi, Highway Radio, Bembe FM, Alfred Nzo FM, Mahikeng Radio, Nkangala Radio, Radio KC FM, Radio Zibonele. Nedbank Insurance offers easy and convenient claiming options for our customers. Whether you're claiming for a funeral, life, or any other short-term insurance, our process ensures you a peace of mind. For all funeral-related claims,
email the required documents to funeralclaims@netbankinsurance.co.za or WhatsApp 063-692-2000. For life and other related claims, email claims@netbankinsurance.co.za. Contact the call center on 060-333-111 or netbank.co.za and click on the insurance option for more details. NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.